Hi, I'm Dr. Bill McGraw. This is the Mercury Channel and the cure for chronic disease. Well, the United States has a big reservoir. It's called Lake Mead. It's the biggest in the country, and it's two-thirds gone. Have you seen this picture? Well, here it is, 2021. Looks like, I don't know, 10%. Well, now it's 5% from this picture. This is just an arm of it. However, official numbers indicate that it's about two-thirds gone right now, two-thirds, as well as the Hoover Dam is two-thirds down in terms of level. Let's take a look at that real quick, 1983, 2021. Oh boy, how about that? It sure does look two-thirds gone, don't it? well, who's affected by this, you might ask? Right now, they're looking at implementing water restrictions for people in California, Nevada, Arizona. And so what will happen next is what's happening right now is that agriculture is affected. They're decreasing all kinds of plant production. They'll be decreasing animal production. In fact, that's one of the big cases of, you know, people against growing animals for food is that, simply put, you know, animals drink a lot of water. All right. And well, plants utilize a lot of water too, especially when you're in a hot state, you're watering, irrigating all the time. You lose a lot of water evaporation. Such brings on the case for aquaponics, which I have a video for. You can check that out. It's growing fish and plants together. It has a great, great efficiency for water. It doesn't waste much water at all. But there you go. Down two-thirds, both Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam. This is the United States' biggest freshwater reservoir, right? 40 million people depend on this reservoir for water. Okay, one last thing I want to show you. I picked this up from rents.com, which is a really good source of information. Here's where they're talking about, where they're interviewing this guy, and he makes a comment that the snowpack dwindles dramatically every year. Okay, it's going to get much worse because 40 million people depend on it. So it looks like, you know, reduced precipitation over the past 20 years, they're calling it, of course, the mega drought. So there is reduced snowfall in the Rocky Mountains. And so the Colorado River receives much less water during the spring thaw and so on. And also what they're talking about is that there is adequate rainfall, but the problem is that it's so hot that what happens is that just so much evaporation, the ground is just so dang dry, and the plants just rarely get enough adequate water because of reduced rainfall. So they suck all the water up, and that just prevents water from getting down to the river from what they call the watershed. If you're an ecologist, you're probably familiar with that term, right? 35%, there's that number there. So what else? Just probably one or two more things. Basically what they're talking about in this article is that there's approximately 30 million illegal immigrants in the United States. Of course, many of them in places that have reduced rainfall, the southwestern United States. And so, there's less resources for everybody, and it's going to put more pressure on everybody. So right now you're looking at reduced agriculture, probably higher prices for fruits and vegetables. And then of course, we're looking at water restrictions. That's coming on really soon to the point where water is gonna be rationed. Okay, if you're down two thirds in your reservoir, two thirds in your dam, you bet water is gonna be rationed. Okay, that's it. What happens next? Well, geoengineering will continue to reduce the rain. If you hear the rain above me, it rains like crazy here every single day. I live in Panama for 12 years. The past 2 years, we've gotten anywhere from 3 to 5 times the amount of rain. Numbers are 0.7 to 1 meter of rain per month here in Panama. We normally get about 2 meters on average for the whole year. And there's about 8 months of rainy season. So you can do a little bit of math. You can figure that out. It's five times the amount of rainfall. So when you're a psychopath and you have access to geoengineering equipment and you're dumping chemtrails all over the place, as I see my chemtrail running east to west all the time, What do you do? Well, let's just put the rain all in Panama and let's kill everybody in the southwestern United States, as well as Europe. Have you seen the Euphrates completely dry up? It happened. Why? Because they've dammed it all in Turkey, 22 dams. It's called the GAP Project, 1.8 million hectares in the basin under cultivation and construction. All right. What else? Yangtze River, third longest, seventh biggest in terms of volume on the whole planet. Gone. It's gone. They've dammed it up. And all the extra reservoirs create more evaporation, right? All that surface area, you lose 3 millimeters of volume, of depth off the volume every day. Every day. So what happens? Well, you drain the river. Who cares, right? As long as it doesn't affect you. Well, the fact is that people in these areas with the drought and all of the rivers running dry, they're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Okay, I'll keep going with it. We'll keep following it. Remember to like, subscribe, share, donate if you can. Check out my Spooky 2 coupon, 5% off all Spooky 2 equipment at the Spooky 2 Mall. I've been a Rife user for 6 years. It's dynamite stuff. I've cured everything you can imagine. I consult every day to people curing themselves from cancer. See you next time. Bye-bye.